Trouble with girls, is there a mystery?
I don't feel it.
I could listen to your sweet voice all night long. More men.
Scotty, the last time that you were kind of in our neck of the woods, Lindsay Kay, who is our afternoon girl, she said that she tried inviting you out to go grab a drink after the show and kind of show you around, but unfortunately, you were under 21. So now that you're coming back to the area, do you have any plans of checking out maybe any breweries or vineyards? Because I checked your tour schedule. It looks like you don't have a show the next day, so it might be an opportunity.
Hey, man, I'd be about it for sure, especially the vineyard stuff. I've been really getting into the wine lately. But yeah, y'all let me know. We'll be there.
All right, sounds good, man. A lot of other country artists are trying to dabble in the winemaking, being that you're kind of getting into it now, you said. Any hopes or any prospects of doing that yourself?
Man, maybe down the road. I'm enjoying it enough right now to do that, but, you know, that's probably years away. But I tell you, Kix Brooks, man, he makes some incredible wine. That's a guy to look up to there.
Perfect. You're going to be coming here on the 15th, so a little bit after the 4th of July. So I want to ask you, how do you celebrate your 4th of July?
It's different every year. I try to at least get by the water somewhere, and this year I'm going to head up to the lake and hang out with my girlfriend and her folks and family at their lake place. So that'll be fun. They always have a big time. We get on the boat and ride down and do some karaoke and all sorts of stuff. So it's pretty fun.
What's your go-to karaoke song?
You know, I always try and do some Elvis. That's kind of like what I really enjoy doing. Don't get to sing that too much anymore nowadays. So Elvis is my go-to.
Do you look at the words on the screen, or do you kind of add a little bit more showmanship to it? Do the leg thing, like Elvis, or?
Yeah, most of the time I really don't need to look at the screen. So I might have a little leg shake or the lip curl coming up. But it's a good time for sure.
Awesome. Now that we're kind of talking about the 4th of July and kind of what you do for that, do you host any holiday parties at your house then?
Oh, man. We used to do a lot of that back in the day. But that wouldn't surprise me. Some buddies have just moved in a new place too. And so I wouldn't be surprised if we did a little Halloween or Christmas thing. We always get people together to watch Christmas Vacation. So I guess if you call that a little party, you know, that's something we do.
Only if you have the eggnog and the moose glasses. That's the only way that flies.
Absolutely.
Is Friends still your favorite TV show?
It's up there. My girlfriend is she's watching that a lot right now. But I'd probably say Full House as far as overall lifetime of it. That would probably be it for me.
Okay.
Being that Friends or Full House is your favorite TV show, which character from either one of those shows would you invite to your 4th of July party?
Oh, wow. Uncle Jesse is like my guy. Because growing up, he was like Elvis. So typically I'd say him, but Joey would be great just because it'd be funny. But really, if I had to narrow it down, I'd probably just say Rachel just because it's my girl Jennifer Aniston. So
there you go.
Yeah, I'll pick Rachel.
I feel like if Joey went, you'd have to kind of supervise him a little too much. You never know what he's going to get into.
Yeah, exactly.
We want to play a quick game here for you, or with you, I should say, and we're going to call this one Go Big or Go Home. So would you do this, or would you say, no way, I'm out of here?
Okay. All right. I like it.
All right. Hot dog eating contest. Would you go big or go home?
Oh, man. I'd probably go home. That's too much for me.
What about skydiving?
Ooh, I'd go big. If it was the right situation, I'd go big.
All right. What about ghost peppers?
Ooh. Everybody's got to try one at least once in their life, right? I'd probably go big there once, but never do it again.
And what about driving a professional race car?
Oh, man, go big. I feel like I lost my calling in life or missed it. I really, if you see me on the roads, man, I'm I got a lead foot, and I'm always taking the inside route, too. My friends hate it, but I think I'm cutting off a few minutes by doing that.
Absolutely. Saving time. Yeah. That's what it's all about.
Exactly. So, yeah, I do that.
Awesome. Let's kind of talk a little bit about music. I know that with your new single, will be coming a new album here as well. So with the new album release, all that kind of stuff, new music, what are you most hoping to achieve in the next year?
Yeah, man. I'm really just trying to make great music, great songs, and have people relate to them. And that's kind of the goal, is to impact folks through your music. And luckily, I mean, it's been amazing to see the response 5 Minutes has gotten. And just to hear people's stories and how it's affected their lives already, and it's only been out a short amount of time. So I feel like we, you know, a good one there. But, you know, we want to make a full album of that and try to get a good group of songs together and tell stories for them all. So kind of what we're trying to do.
I know, obviously, it's a probing question and stuff, but do you feel like that would be, you know, within the year that you'll have the album out, or not really putting a time frame on it?
It could be end of this year. It could be very early next year. I'd probably say between October and January if I had to put dates on it, but it'll be sometime in that little time frame, I guess.
Let's specifically kind of touch on then Five More Minutes. Great song, and obviously very personal for you. So how do you emotionally prepare? Because obviously it's got to be extremely draining to try to put those emotions on paper. So how do you emotionally prepare for writing such a personal song such as Five More Minutes?
Yeah, you know, I'm a guy who kind of likes talking things out. If, you know, if I'm feeling good or bad or sad or anything, I just kind of like to talk about it. And so that's what I was doing that morning. We were out there at Frank's house writing the song. Monty kind of had the idea to write the song. He's like, man, it's kind of like you just want to 5 more minutes with the guy. But yeah, exactly. And we kind of ran with that title. So, yeah, you know, I think it's just kind of therapeutic for me. And it's just something that I do normally. And, you know, that day I just happened to be writing a song. So, yeah.
The Matt Malone Morning Show on 20 in a row, 97.5 Y Country.